Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing three songs. Jesus Loves Me. Give yourself a big hug when we sing that one. Jesus Talks to Me can open your hands like a Bible. And our last song is B-I-E-L. When you know it, sing with us. It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Is God's special book called the ABCs?
No.
What's it called?
The Bible.
That's right. Question 2. Did your daddy write the Bible?
No.
No. God used many people long ago. And question 3. Can you learn about God and Jesus from Bible stories and memory verses?
Yeah.
Yes. Nice job. Our lesson today is God's second book, James 1:17.
As we go there. And as impulsiveness is from above.
In our lesson this week, we talked about God's letter to us. The Bible uses letters and words to help us learn about Jesus. Some people can't read the Bible. They might not know how to read, or they might not have a Bible. But does God want everyone to know about His love? Yes, whether they have a Bible or not. So God gave us a second Bible. In God's first book, the Bible, He used letters and words to tell us about His love. God's second book is called, do you know it? His second book is called Nature. In nature, God uses things like sunshine and puppies and flowers to tell us about His love. Do you know how to read yet?
No.
So how do you know what the Bible says?
By having Mommy and Daddy read it to me.
And how else can we hear from God?
With the animals and the pails, so that God yells at us.
That's right. If you can't read words, you can read God's second book. The Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. That means all good things come from who? From God. All you have to do is look at nature. Everything good you see in it is from God. When you cuddle a puppy or it licks your face, God is showing His love. When the sunshine warms you up, that is from God too. He loves you. He wants you to be happy. He gives you many good things. Even if you can't read words, you can read God's second book. Next time you go outside, see how many things you can find in God's book that show how much He loves you. It's memory verse time. Our verse from this week is Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Now, let's learn it in a scripture song. Glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for giving us your word. Help us to hide it in our heart, and help us to see your love in all the nature around us. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used by permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, either a paper copy or PDF download, please visit mybiblefirst.org or call 1-877-242-5317.